Hello, Libra, and welcome to Notes to Myself, your 2021 astrology studio. My name is Eric Francis, and I am here with some interesting and exciting astrology for you. In this interesting and exciting and somewhat troubled time, though I have to say the world has been in troubled times for as long as I've been watching, which is a while, and although we are in a little deeper than usual, perhaps that's an understatement, we also have the potential to address problems that were not quite as visible in previous times. Problems both personal and also collective. In this first segment, I want to introduce your astrology and bring your solar chart up to the present. This is aimed at anyone with a strong Libra signature. That could include Libra Sun or Libra Rising, or say, for example, Libra Moon or Chiron in Libra. And I'm going to orient the houses using the sign Libra as house number one. So that's what makes it the Libra reading, because that's our point of orientation. And if you are following this in your natal chart, just count whole signs as houses. That will be an interesting exercise in seeing how well that works. There are a number of ways to measure and work with the houses. Personally, I use them all simultaneously when I have a timed chart. So there you go, and let's get moving. The really unusual thing about this long phase of your life is that you have had Pluto moving through your fourth house, Capricorn, going back to early 2008. And what this is about is your whole concept of what makes you feel safe and secure being shaken up and being compelled to reach down in a very deep way to find your own sense of belonging and your own sense of confidence and security and being able to take care of yourself. Mars rules Aries and therefore represents your relationship partners. But Mars does something else interesting as well in your chart, which is that with Libra on the first house, Mars rules your second house. Your second house, Scorpio, is your value system, your sense of self-value, your sense of self-esteem, your sense of self-worth, the money that you have in the bank, any movable objects that you possess, the tools of your trade. Your vehicle might be a different one, but it is certainly a movable piece of valuable property. How you feel about and use all of those things, all commingled in the second house. So it's like what you've got and what you do with it and how you feel about it. Those two are ruled by Mars. And so this is a point of complication for a seventh house transit, because you potentially are judging the dramas of another person only seeing them through the lens of your self-worth and your self-esteem. That is not going to be too helpful, and it's a reason to have a time to get a measure of distance on this. The other way to work with the second house ruler, Scorpio, Mars, retrograde in the seventh, is to use the changes, the dramas, the whatever you want to call them of another person, the experiences, the whatever, as a way of testing whether their experience and their approach to their experience matches your values. So you have an underlying constitution. You have an underlying set of principles that regulate your life, whether you're aware of them or not, whether you're in contact with these things or not, whether you have faith in these things or not, whether you've discovered your sense of true value and how to connect with your sense of true self-worth.